The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Well, this is Ralph Grummet Witteroe II. I'm doing something in for John. And I'm doing a kind of a technical overview that's it's at the course, it's at the root of the problem in our country. Our republic's been overthrown. There's one constitutional court, Supreme Court of the United States. There are no public officers in any of the several states because there's no elections for them. They print this if you know where to go look. They're lying about it. Can't make this stuff up, literally. It's just, we're in the matrix. I get this stuff and I have the evidence, and it even shocks me yet. And I have a Sunday show, by the way. Comes on 5 to 7 p.m. every Sunday on Republic. And I have an IRS list, IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com. The best way to get a hold of me, 907-355-8304. I try to answer myself, and as much as I can, I help people. If you get on my list, it's a $250 postal money order. Preferably, go to Walmart and use Walmart, and I can tell you how to do it. I answer questions, and if you are on the list, and if you can't afford it, you have to email me and just say, Ralph, I can't afford it, and here's the reason why, and I will still add you to the list. If you're on that list, if you provide a hard drive, which are about $60-$70, a 1 terabyte hard drive, and pay for the postage, I will give you all of my research. I want it out there. I've got things I guarantee you, you will never, I've got some books, there's only a couple of them left in the whole world. I have taken some of these books, and I've taken them apart, had them, the bindings cut to scan them. I've got some books, I've got some that I'm not. I've got like the 1819 Virginia Missing 13th Amendment. I got two volumes of that. $1,000 I gave. I've got the common law books, which you've never seen probably, adopted 1810 or 1811. From Giles Jacobs, 6 volumes. If that's all in this, if you want to get this stuff, and I got all law dictionaries, Bouvier's, Black's, Anderson's, all these things. If you want it, you got to get on the list to get it. I'm trying to get people involved with real stuff so that you can go up and argue and defend. Got real cases going on. One of them right now is Mooney's case in Virginia. And we won. I say we, but I'm not attorney, I'm the counselor at law, so don't go down that road for the federales that are listening. Case number 0-16-CharlieVictor-2547. That's 0-16 Charlie Victor 2547, District of Minnesota. Reached a judgment one for 3 months until the attorney sent a ex parte email and told Nelson to change her mind, went up to the Federal Court of Claims, found out it was a constitutional, a true Article III court from 1953 to 1982. Then they made it Article I, Section 8, Clause 9, which is a tribunal. Yeah, a tribunal. But it's supposed to do common law and equity, except in the rules it says we're not doing it. By statute, it is 2515. They're going to do the rules of common law and equity. They don't do it. It's a lie. Filed in a standing brief. The difference between United States and United States of America. What's the difference? Because you see what happened is back in 1913, they passed the 17th Amendment. What did they leave out? The people of the several states in the House of Representatives, when they did the 17th Amendment, they just left out the word several so they can define state, which is defined in the National Voter Registration Act as the state of the United States and the District of Columbia. So we're the same. These states now are all municipal corporations. They're all operating in that world. That's what they're doing. Then we passed the 16th Amendment, of course, to change the several states. They no longer had to allocate out paying the taxes. Well, they didn't need them no more. Then, of course, we passed the Federal Reserve. Well, if we don't have a constitution, you see the two parties to the constitution changed in 1913 because guess what? They hoodwinked everybody to be a citizen of the United States. He's not a party to the Constitution of the United States. And they took out the several states. So the Federal Reserve come along, well, we can make phony money. Oh, isn't that amazing how all that just happens to be? Then they started changing statutes of the United States, and from the 1900s, 1930, we went from statutes of the United States to statutes of the United States and laws of the United States of America. Then we went from laws of the United States of America. Then we went to laws of the United States of America to public laws. Then we only have public laws. That happened between 1900 and 1930s. What happened in 1913? The real party of interest, the government, has to show up in a dang case, you think? The real party of interest was the United States or United States. It worked good from 1789 to 1913. All of a sudden, it no longer shows up. Easy to prove if you got an IRS case. Go look. Does it say United States or the United States? No, it says United States of America. They changed that in 1913 because there's no real parties of interest anymore in the Constitution of the United States. That's why the 10th Amendment doesn't have any bearing on a citizen of the United States. You see, the Constitution of the United States is organic. Because if you read, it says, what? Established and ordained. That means you can't change the damn thing like they do the constitutions of these states. Alaska has no external amendments. They rewrite the thing every year. Most states do that now. It's called a constitution, but it's for a corporation, a municipal entity. Go look and see if your state has external amendments. You might be surprised. So how did they get around that with the Constitution of the United States? Oh, we created a new status, and we got all of us to follow along, called a citizen of the United States. But you see, then we got another problem, because a citizen of the United States has no standing in a constitutional court. Oh, well, we'll fix that in 1934. They say, well, we're going to do away with all the constitutional court law stuff, law and equity. No. So we created the United States District Court, a legislative court, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. I got two damn cases on it. Tell me it ain't so. But you see, Article 3 are constitutional courts. They have to exist. because they were established and ordained. They can't do away with them, but they have, because nobody's objected. Very few people. And they don't have the wherewithal, the standing issue. I've got a standing brief. We filed that into the Senator Mooney's case in the Court of Claims, and the judge kept it in her chambers for 13 days, and then she wouldn't rule on it. That case is 1-19 Charlie Victor 987. 1-19 Charlie Victor 987. And if you want to read a really good overview, which I'm going to be adding to, which I'm going to get to before we get through with the show today, that complaint with its attachments is a hell of a beginner's understanding of the overthrow of our republic, backed on their stuff, not my opinions. My opinions are not worth the powder to blow in the kingdom come. This is their stuff. There's like about 35 or 40 attachments that go with that case. It's a mind bend, because we have to think out of what we think we know that's not so. It's the status of being a citizen of the United States, or that condition. And they get us to sign up. You get a bank account, it's there. You go to the IRS, it's there. Driver's license is there. Now, I got a driver's license. I scratched it out. And I put citizen of Alaska because I wanted them to take me on. They wouldn't do it. So I have a copy. I have a, quote, driver's license. But you know what the other thing that I found out, and that's what I found out when I read this other part. You see, you don't own your car. You just think you do. There's an end manufacturer statement of origin, and you sign an implied in fact, attorney in fact contract. It's like an express contract. You sign that away before you drive a brand new car out of a thing. I went down to West Little Chevrolet and got all the copies because I worked on that for years. I knew we didn't own it because you can go to the Anchorage code in Title IX. It says so. The cops can only write for government-owned or government-driven vehicles. They print it. Well, I said, well, how in the hell do they own my car? I didn't know that before the thing ever goes off the damn parking lot or the lot, which I had bought many new cars, especially for my business, I was giving it away. They take the manufacturer statement of origin, which has property, they hand carry that over to DMV and issue me a certificate of title to say there's other security interests not shown in the UCC. What the hell happened here? I didn't know that. By the way, that's a crime. And I am going to sue them over that. Just haven't got to it yet. But in Mooney's case, we found out that the Court of Claims, which I thought was really going to be helpful because they said they were going to use the common law and equity. By the way, I finally got the common law rules. Boy, did that take a lot of work. And I got the equity rules that they talk about. They don't want you to know what those are because, you see, all of the civil rules of civil procedure, they're all equity. There's no statutes backing them up. I finally got a copy of the 91 of them or whatever it is. But anyways, it's not even a court of the United States. They just do what the judge couldn't rule on, so she just said no. Dismissed it, and we were headed up to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which in their legislative history says it's going to act like an Article 3. It's going to make work on subject matter jurisdiction instead of all these other appellate courts. Except that when they codified it, it only lasted 1 year. It's not an Article 3 court either, a bona fide one. But in the meantime, what's so amazing is that in Mooney's case, we had filed in a Liz Pendant, which says we own all right of property into the public record. Oh, God, did that cause a problem. The lower court comes back, they're supposed to have a judgment that is final. Did you ever hear of a judgment not being final? You go up on appeal, and all of a sudden the judge come back and said, Mooney's, would you give us our permission? We want to validate the sale. We want to get your permission to send the money over here, and we want to validate putting the deed to somebody. Your permission? Go to hell. I'm not going to give you permission to steal my property. They have moved out. And what do? What did we stumble on? I did not know this. And I have access to Mertens, M-E-R-T-E-N-S, which is a federal income tax. That's the proper name for it. It's like AMJUR, American Jurisprudence. It's an expensive database. I've got access to it in the group that I'm in. Guess what I found? I could not freaking believe it. They lie to all of these people on the IRS. When you go into United States District Court, which is exercising the district power of a district court, it says so in Title 28, U.S.C. 132. 28, U.S.C. 132. Judicial power of a district court operated by a single judge. I got cases. You know what he's doing? It says that judge is representing the court, and that court is under the control of Congress. That's a legislatively created court. Kind of black and white. But what I found out more was even more shocking, which is what I'm working on now as a module, because I make modules. The Moonies went in there and they demanded a trial by jury. Almost everybody does when they do these reduced to judgments on a tax lien. You know what they don't tell you? A tax lien is an in rem, R-E-M, action. It goes after the res, R-E-S, called the thing. Has nothing to do with the common law. It goes after the thing. This is used in admiralty law. In rem actions, the ship. It's got no damn country. They go after the thing. And it's to go after all interest in the whole world of anybody that's got an interest in the property. And that property is not possession, right of property. So how do they pull us off? What if they tell us? Boy, that judge was pissed. She denied all of our stuff. Come back. Said, oh, no, it's an in personam. No, lady. Merton says there is no trial by jury in an in rem action. They're going after the thing. And in rem is when you volunteer to go to bankruptcy. You go to bankruptcy court with the IRS, they do not extinguish the tax lien. The tax lien is after the thing. In rem is your wages, garnishment, and all that stuff. Did they tell you that? They leave that part out. The in rem, these people, these damn, it just makes me so, it's so corrupt. They, oh yeah, you're going to get a trial by jury. You never get to a trial by jury. You know why? Because they do a summary judgment, so they never come up against that issue. They just lie and say, oh yeah, you know, you're going to be a millionaire. Except you never get the chance to be a millionaire. And then what else don't they tell you? Because in these type of courts, the IRS, puts in a declaration. And if you do not oppose each and every line item of that declaration, it's over. You've already lost. And you don't even know it. I got it in black and white from the magistrate, and that was in Thornton's case, and an attorney. We backed him into a corner. He said, that boat's already sailed. You didn't oppose the declaration put in by an IRS agent that ain't got a damn standing to do nothing. But if you don't oppose it in that court, you lose. You've already lost. They just play along with you for 6-8 months or a year, and then they do a summary judgment, and you say, well, why did I lose? Oh, I hear the music. Back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, we're back. This is Robert Hedlund. I'm doing the show. We're sitting in for John. And you believe this, what I'm telling you? I got the evidence. We don't even have anybody legitimate in Congress. Technically, even Trump's not a constitutional president of the United States. The last constitutional president was before Franklin Delano. Nobody has taken the proper oath of office, and the citizens of the United States cannot get around and put anybody in a public office. They got no elected franchise. They got no right of suffrage. Oh, it's even worse. Do you know that they also, about six times this went to the Supreme Court, a citizen of the United States has no right to a constitutional court because they're not what the Constitution of the United States is about. It's about the citizens of the several states and the union of states with limited jurisdiction in the District of Columbia. You have no right to a constitutional court. Supreme Court has ruled like about six times. What else it says, Supreme Court has ruled? You have no right of the taxation without representation. That does not cover citizens of the United States. Supreme Court said so. Did you know that? They don't tell you that, do they? Unbelievable. In the case Tate, T-A-I-T, they say, by the way, if you're a citizen of the United States, and even if you're in Mexico, because you have accepted the benefit of that status, that condition, we can come after your property anywhere. That's the Supreme Court talking. Tom, Florida, question, comment?
Ralph, what I'm seeing right now is this whole thing about this impeachment. Thank God nothing's going to happen with this nincompoop nonsense these demon rats are throwing down on the American public. But I want to ask this. If there's a dereliction of duty by the president, what about these senators on the Democratic side have allowed 28 million illegal aliens to come into our country over the last, say, 25 years, controlled by Democrats? You got California's got 8 million illegals. Why doesn't Trump have them arrested right now? If you're talking about dereliction of duty, you allow
the
country.
Well, it's because you and me, it's like what Schiff has done. He has tied up. They've been going after. Stop and think about it. How do you impeach a president 19 minutes after he took the oath of office? He hasn't even done an overt act other than raise his hand and put it on the Bible. It means it says treason, high crimes and misdemeanors, or bribery. He ain't done none of that. Makes it political. And that's why the Trump came up. And this is why it shows you right there. There are 9 domestic enemies in the Senate. Because that is a constitutional issue. There has to be a damn crime. There is none.
You're correct, Ralph. You're correct. But I got to say this. Adam Schiff, they had an article about Ed Schiff 3 months ago about Adam Schiff with Ed Buck in the mansion of Ed Buck, who just gave this Adam Schiff like $300,000 for his campaign when he was running for Congress. This guy is a Levi, this Adam Schiffy pencil neck Zog. It's Zog agents running all over Washington. You got 9 United States senators in the United States Senate that are Jewish, and they only represent 2% of the population. Why isn't somebody waking the American public up to this? I mean, look, I'm not being an
Hold on. I'm not going to go there about just because you're Jewish, you are for Jews. We can't go there because that gets into what's called identity politics, and that never works.
It's all about the money. Adam Schiff has gotten away with murder. Adam Schiff's a habitual liar.
Absolutely. I agree. But we can't get into identity. See, this is what makes Trump so great. He went after employment for everybody that wants a job. He didn't do like the Democrats. Oh, we're going to make special rules for the blacks. We're going to make special rules for the illegals. He said, I am going to open up our republic to anybody that wants a job.
But, Ralph, you got to ask yourself this. Ralph, you need to ask yourself this. The majority rules. In this country, like in South Africa, the blacks are in the rule now. But in this country, the whites are in the rule. You know what? It's majority rules. And you know what? The affirmative action's gone on long enough. It's the majority rules now. You know what? You qualify for the job, you get the job. None of this patty cake, baker man, stick them in the oven pan. No. If you qualify for a job, you get the job.
That's what Trump has been promoting.
Correct.
And this is what the Democrats do, is they love to use identity politics. And
correct,
I've experienced
Ralph.
It myself firsthand, and I don't like it. It's not what our republic's built on. It's built on, just like when I had my business, I had a guy from Philippines, I had a gay woman. I could have cared less. They were qualified for the job, and they got the job.
I was talking to a fireman the other day, a white Anglo fireman here in Dade County, Broward County, and he told me they're finally hiring white males in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties in the fire department, which they had a freeze on for almost 8 years.
I know.
Ralph?
It's all over. This discrimination is rampant based on color, based on sex, which is all baloney, and we have to fight. That's all I can tell you.
Majority rules, Ralph. Majority rules. And that's what Trump is finally showing the American people. The majority's going to
rule. Well, all I can say is the first thing is go out and vote. And if it's a Democrat, vote no. I don't care who's running for a Republican. Vote no.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back here again, and this is Ralph. I'm covered for John. And Carol in Idaho, you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I have a comment, Ralph. First of all, thanks for filling in for John. I appreciate your time and for what you teach us. It was Tom's call that kind of triggered me to call in, and with all due respect, I just want to say that it seemed to me, Ralph, that when you commented back to Tom, well, we can't go there and impugn a whole class because that's identity politics. But it seemed like earlier you did that in terms of the Middle East Arabs and Persians.
I do. Why?
Well, okay, go ahead.
Okay, there's a reason. Because if you're here, you have to assimilate into our culture, which makes, I don't care who you are, a Muslim cannot assimilate. They never assimilate because they're based on a different culture called a theocracy. That's the difference.
Well, isn't it true, Ralph, that there are a lot of Muslims that do wear the garb here and they stand out and they'll never assimilate to our ways? But at the same time, I'll bet you there are a lot of citizens that are Muslims wearing the shirt and tie and whatever, you know, so some do assimilate.
There are some that have that, but the thing that you want to remember is that when it comes down to which side of the coin will they stand with, they will stand with their religion.
I'll just make one more, thank you, I'll make one more comment, then I'll get going.
No, you've got a valid point. But the bottom line is,
okay,
the majority of them can't be here because the culture, they go look at all the places where we have, basically in this country, no-go zones. They have no-go zones in France. They have no-go zones in London because...
Oh, I know. I know it's disgusting.
To go there.
Yeah, it's,
why
it's
is
disgusting.
That? Because
what's,
they won't assimilate.
Yeah. Well, the same for, I don't care if you're Christian, Jew, Muslim, or nothing. I care about your principles. And so that goes for these fake Jewish people who pretend to be from Abraham's tribe, and they are atheists, and they are ruling, they're smashing Palestine, and they are ruling the U.S. Congress and all our government people, plus stupefying the American people to serve their damnable wars. So that, too, in fairness, we have to name and look at. You know?
I will grant you that the Jewish influence is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
But
thank you.
It's up to you and me. Yeah. To do something about this, isn't it?
You bet it
because
is.
Because you see, the bottom line is, boy, what was the name of that movie? I'm going to think of it in a minute. I may have to look it up here. Jews. The Jewish religion is not, they always say this Judeo-Christian. I don't believe in that. I can't. I'm being a Christian. Because I know that the Jews believe in the, I can't think of the word right now, it escapes me. But they believe in the fourth, the five books, but that's not what they use. What do they call them?
Five books of the Old Testament.
Nonsense.
But they go by these atheist ones, Ralph. These atheist ones, they pretend they believe and are coming from the Torah, Old Testament, but they really are under the Talmud, which is their rabbi.
Talmud. That's what I was looking for.
Horrific
right.
teachings. You know, demonic teachings. So anyway,
absolutely.
We know what we stand for, and we have to be aware of evil no matter from whence it comes.
Oh, I agree. Oh, absolutely.
Right? Bless you. Thank you.
I would agree.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
The thing is, it's just like Israel. You know, we got the Khazars that came out of Russia.
Yep.
We got the Sephardic Jews, which are the real Israelites, and the Ashkenazis.
I thought the Khazars were the same as Ashkenazi, but what do I know?
Well, the Khazars and Ashkenazis are the same, but the Sephardic are the real Israelites, and they're in their extreme minority.
That's right. And they have a right. In my book, they have a right to be in Palestine. But these interlopers, they don't.
Palestine technically is not even a country, but that's another old story.
It
never was really a country. It was Judah. There was. Hey, I'll look up the name of this thing to watch. I'll look it up before we get through here. It's in my thing. I can't remember what it's called right now.
Okay,
it's a great.
Thank you, Ralph.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Good. Thanks. Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I don't have a problem with people with different views. Because there is no absolutes. See, this is the problem that I have problem with Democrats. They don't ever want to deal with the facts. You can't have a discussion with them about facts. Schiff, you can't have a fight. Pelosi, they invoke the hypocrisy. When you invoke our founding fathers and you invoke the Bible, I pray for Trump every day. That is as bad as it gets. I'm sorry. That is as bad as it ever gets. You can't, it's pure evil. Are they Antichrist? I don't know. Shift changers? I don't know what they are. Possessed by demons? That's the problem with the Democrats. If you don't deal in facts and have reality, and if you can't have a conversation based on facts, then they hate Trump, okay? What do you hate? Oh, he's a liar, okay? What's he lying about? So you don't think Hillary's a liar? Oh, no, she's not a liar. You got to be kidding me. Unbelievable. But this is why I say about Muslims can't be here. Because the majority of them, and they all get together, they live in certain areas. Look at the ones we have in Congress right now. Totally enemies of our republic. They want socialism, and they're unbelievable. and they're, quote, anti-Semitic. Okay, I can be against a Jew. I may not like Jews. But in our country, if you accept our Constitution as the supreme law of the land, you do have freedom of religion, and you can believe in pet rocks if that's where you want to go. What you cannot do is not accept our culture. And that's what's wrong with the illegals. Just make them bad people. God, if I was down in old Mexico or Honduras and I could get in here, oh, God, we are so blessed. But they're not coming for the right reasons. And we, as a country, cannot survive if we get around and dilute and pollute our culture. We will lose it. We're losing it now. But thank God to Trump, he has got a lot of the blacks, which I have no idea why they've been Democrats. The KKK is Negroes. I mean, Crow Law, all this crap is all Democrats, and they all blame it on the Republicans. Are the Republicans good? No, God, no. There's all kinds of crooks in it. We got one up here in the Rhino. She's worse yet. She claims to be a Republican, Murkowski. She bought the election, and everybody knows it. She paid the natives to vote, and nobody does anything about it because you don't have the money or the wherewithal to do it. How do you fight? And then you go to the world. Where's your remedy? This is what I hear. Where's our remedy? The United States District Courts are legislative courts, and I can frickin' prove it. They're corrupt. Wisconsin, Murr or something. Question, comment?
Yeah. Hi, Ralph. Was that Carol? Were you trying to think of marching to Zion?
Yeah, marching to Zion. That is one. I learned a whole bunch by watching Marching to Zion. That is really an amazing video.
You know, I want to tell you something, too. It's an individual spiritual basis. Sephardic Jews, did you know the Rockefellers' real name is Roggenfelder? And they came through from Spain and into Turkey and here. And they're Iraqi Jews that went to India and then to China. And where's Dov Zakheim and Hank Paulson? And he's Jewish, by the way. And many others that ran off with the money, $777 billion they stuck us up for. They're in China. You know, the Jews caused a civil war. Did you know that?
Well, they got around. I know that they got around and overthrew Russia, the Bolsheviks, and then they spread all throughout Europe. And I know that, see, they're a very smart people. You can't say they aren't. They're very smart and they're clever. And there's something that they do.
It's not so much smart as it is persistent and deceptive.
Well,
I've seen this over and over again.
But the one thing that they're really good at, I worked a couple times for a Jew. What it is though, they understand the money system, and the average person doesn't, and they teach it amongst their people.
They don't understand it. They made it up. We need to get off it. Listen, Germany lived 10 years with no usury. That's the whole problem with that history.
Well,
everything else is a lie about it.
But, like I said,
it's individual.
If you want to send me, if you want an email, they started the stuff back in the 12th century. When they started, they brought in the commercial law in England, and that's when they started diluting the common law with the commercial law. And that's why we started with the mortgage, or called a Jewish shatar. Have you ever heard of that word?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah, and I hear you talking about it. But
okay,
did you
Jewish
know in 1340?
Commercial, you know, I did those. And what those banks do... I went through this, and I come within a hair's breadth of losing my complete company. They're called commercial security agreements, and embedded in there, if you challenge them and they say, oh, we don't feel comfortable with you, even though you all your payments, they can pull and take your company down and own everything. And I went through one of them, and what I did, thank God, I got somebody to loan me $110,000 on a handshake. And I went to the bank, and guess what? He couldn't take cash. Now, I still don't know why. But I offered it to him again. He said, get a cashier's check. I said, I'm going to offer it to you one more time, and I'm walking out. And he took it. But what I was wanting was the original documents of my loans, and I got all of those back. Each one of them had seven staple marks in them, but they keep the original documents that I presume, I don't know, they collateralize them in this crazy world we live in. But I went through that. I come within a hair's breadth. How often have you ever been able to get $110,000 cash from somebody on a handshake?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time.
The staple marks were on the opposite side of the page, weren't they?
No, they were all up on I don't know. That's a good question. I'll have to go down and look. I don't remember. But there were seven of them. But it took them about a month. And you know what's interesting is in the court, John Reese was the judge. And he said, oh, well, you just bring it in here and the money and we'll change it. And within about 30 seconds, oh, no, we can't do it in here. We got to do it at the bank, different jurisdiction. So they probably gave the Mason tie sign or something. I don't know. But something happened, and within that 30 seconds, all of a sudden I had to go to the bank. And now the bank, national banks, only fly one flag. They're national. They only fly the flag of the United States of America, which, by the way, is not the proper flag. It's flag of the United States, but that's another story. But I had to go there to do this. It's just amazing.
It is. They have such a grip, and that's what it is. And it is down to Christ and Antichrist. That's what it all boils down to.
Well,
everything
we
do.
In a fight. We are in a fight here. We'll always be in the minority. The Christians are always going to be in the minority. If you stand with inalienable rights under our Creator, you're always going to be in the extreme single-digit minority because Satan is alive and well, and he's doing just really good down there. Imagine, our republic doesn't have one public officer, not a one. Mm-hmm. We don't even have any constitutional courts. They don't even have elections for them. And you tell that to people, and they shouldn't believe it, but I can prove it now. I can't make this up.
Lately, they've been using this Christian thing in a negative way. People say I'm not Christian or Christian Zionism or Judeo-Christian. No, that's crino. I made up this meme. Christian in name only. You have to know Christ, spirit to spirit. Religion is a man-made thing.
Well, you operate as a man and
Bible.
A woman, and you have to have moral law. You have to believe in the Bible. You have to get around. We do have a Ten Commandments. We're all sinners. But the bottom line is, we all have unalienable rights from the Creator.
Well, you go right to Jesus Christ. That's what the Old Testament prophesied about. Every book prophesied of his coming. And the real law, when he was asked by these Pharisaic lawyers, what's the most important commandment? Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. Now, see, this is the thing. People forget to love themselves correctly.
Well, it's an important issue, and see, that's what was so. I don't know. Did you watch any of the impeachment stuff?
No.
I watched it and recorded it because I just couldn't believe it. I was seeing that Trump's team, I thought, did excellent, and to see these people get up and they are really good liars. The ignorant, illiterate people and the stupid are not going to be able to figure out because they're good at it. You got to give it to them.
Well, when I saw Adam Schiff reading this supposed transcript, he says, it appears that he's adding all these words that say, I'm lying.
I know. Never even happened.
And after that,
and he made up a conversation with Trump and Putin in that hearing. He made it up.
Remember when Trump came back from Finland and apparently all these intel agencies were left in the dark? So they turned the light off on Trump. And rather get splattered against the wall, he had the paper right there. He says, why would they mess with the election? I meant, why wouldn't they? Good on him.
I can tell you, he's playing the game constantly. We are so blessed to have Trump. We have somebody that I don't think there's a politician in all of D.C. could stand the scrutiny that he has gone through. I mean, they have done everything.
They've been planning this for a very long time, how they would deal with this. And I mean, they have the timing down. how the evil would react, yep, and how they would react. And this is, they had this planned out for a very long time because it's the only way to take it back at all.
What we got to do is, number one, vote for any Republican is better than any Democrat, because the Democrats always line up together, just like they voted today. They all lined up.
Whatever you choose to do, even if you choose not to vote, thing is to wake up and see what's going on.
If you do not vote, you lose. I used to say don't vote and complain. I got another caller. Anyway, thanks for calling.
All righty. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I guess we're going to break, are we?
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Well, we're back here and got a few minutes before I get to the caller. I just want to say one more thing. IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com. And I also have something else, which I don't have time to explain. I have all of the state plans. And what those are about is about controls their driver's licenses. It controls child custody, your divorces. I have a copy of the cooperative agreement the judge has bought and paid for. He's audited. They're auctioning kids off under adoption for money. That's some of the other things that are available if you join my list. And I will give you the state plans and the stuff to go fight these guys. Real stuff. Okay, Fred, Michigan.
Hey, Ralph, there is a presentation that addresses the subject matter you were expounding on relative to trust law, relative to the person. The person is a corporate trust entity that originates with the original birth record. I attempted 25 years ago to access it, got an unsigned form letter back from the state of Michigan senator telling me under no circumstances would I be permitted even to see it. Because I said, I want the original, you make a copy, you keep the copy. That didn't happen. So there's definitely merit in the proposition that it establishes the original sestiquivi trust. And there's a YouTube presentation of only 12 minutes. The YouTube channel through, that's THRU through the book. THRU.
Well, get around and text it to me or send it on an email. And if you're interested, I will send you these other two books. The one is about a trust, and it goes in, it's an amazing book. And the thing is, I have the stuff to back it up now. That's what's scared me.
Ralph, there is a book that can be accessed only through a law library. It's called Corporate Suretyship by Robert Crist, C-R-I-S-T, Corporate Suretyship.
I don't know. Send it to me. So I got a name of it and stuff, and
I'll do that.
Okay, IRS@alaskaminuteman.com. What people don't understand, a lot of the stuff that I'm doing, and I'm going to call it an epiphany. It just comes at the right time. I have people feed me different stuff, and I said, "Oh my God, look what they just gave me." It's just amazing. It's not just me. It's all of us, and I've got stuff from all kinds of people that contribute. I try to look at facts. And the thing is, I've got enough now to expose the whole frickin' damn system. Do I have all the answers? No. But these courts, I know what they are anymore. They don't. There's no trial by juries. It's all a con. It gets back to your status. The condition when you operate as a citizen of the United States, you have no political rights, you have no country, and Congress, you're under the absolute plenary power of Congress. You are a slave, and they dominate our world right now. And I can prove it. Okay. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'm sure John will be back. And I have a show on Sunday, 5 to 7 Central, Ralph Winter Road. God willing, we're going to save our republic. Watch out for the federalities. They're everywhere.
Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.